you know, it's really time for everybody to take seriously the big issues of the day. Poverty, of course, is for us the most important one. But climate change and so many other things, you know, these are the issues that are going to shape the lives of young people going forward. When they are, you know, in their 50s and 60s and 70s, we're going to have to deal with people who've been living in poverty forever and not having any chance to come out of poverty or share in prosperity. This is an issue that young people have to face. Climate change is a huge one. The world's going to look different because of climate change.
Well, you know, poverty is a huge and complex issue. I mean, seriously, what can we do? A lot of young people are not in positions of power.
Well, you know, there's so many things that you can do, even when you're young, to bring attention to poverty. But then also, there are a lot of people studying so many different things. The thing is, no matter what it is that you're studying, whether you're studying literature or engineering or medicine, whatever it is, there's something you can do to help end poverty.
Well, the World Bank and IMF annual meetings are, of course, happening. A lot of the young people don't really know what this is. So what's your message for them?
Well, you know, we're getting together in Lima, Peru. I've worked there since 1994. And the changes that have happened in Lima, Peru are changes that we'd like to see everywhere. Now, Lima still is a city of huge differences in wealth and access to health and education. But boy, those differences have shrunk tremendously. You know, over the last 20 years, they've really focused on lifting up the poor, growing the economy in a way that everyone can participate. And because they've done that, the conditions there are so much better. And the message is that every country in the world can go through this process. In fact, it's our responsibility to help every country in the world grow and lift up everyone.